Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. Today we're diving into something that's been making waves in the natural health world, but has also been shrouded in controversy and suppression. We're talking about the Chlorine Dioxide Compendium, History, Science, and the Suppressed Truth of MMS, a complete guide to safe preparation, proven uses, and the battle for recognition. This book is a treasure trove of information, and we're going to unpack some of the most fascinating and important insights it offers.
Oh, I'm really excited about this one, Reese. I've heard so much about chlorine dioxide, but there's also so much misinformation out there. It's about time we get to the bottom of it. I mean, you hear people calling it bleach and saying it's dangerous, but then you also hear these incredible stories about how it's helped people with serious health issues. It's confusing, right?
Exactly. And you know what? This book doesn't just talk about the science and history. It also dives into the real reasons why this powerful compound has been suppressed. So let's start with something that really blew my mind. Did you know that chlorine dioxide was first identified way back in 1811 by a British chemist named Humphrey Davy? And even earlier, in 1774, Carl Wilhelm Scheele, who also discovered oxygen, was experimenting with similar compounds.
Really? That early? I had no idea. So this isn't some new, untested chemical. It's been around for over two centuries.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It wasn't some big pharmaceutical company that discovered it. It was independent chemists, like Davy and Scheele, who were just exploring the properties of chemicals. They didn't have some corporate agenda. They were just curious scientists, trying to understand how the world works. And get this, chlorine dioxide was actually used as a disinfectant during World War I to treat wounds and prevent infections in soldiers. That's how effective it was, even back then.
That's wild. So, it's been around for over 200 years, it was used in war medicine, but we're only now starting to hear about it in the context of personal health. What happened in between?
Right, and that's because, for a long time, it was primarily used in industries like paper bleaching and water treatment. But when people started realizing its potential for human health, that's when the suppression really kicked in. Big pharma and regulatory agencies didn't want people to have access to something that could be made cheaply at home. I mean, think about it. If people could treat infections, detoxify their bodies, and even address chronic illnesses without expensive prescription drugs, that would be a massive threat to the entire medical industrial complex.
That makes so much sense. I mean, if people could take control of their health with something as simple and affordable as chlorine dioxide, it would completely disrupt the current system. And we know how much the pharmaceutical industry relies on keeping people dependent on their products. It's a multi-trillion dollar industry. Of course they're going to fight anything that threatens that.
Exactly. And speaking of its uses, let's talk about how chlorine dioxide has been used in water treatment, because this is where it really proves its safety and effectiveness. Did you know that it was first used in municipal water systems in the 1940s? And not just in small towns. Major cities adopted it because it was so effective.
No way! That's actually pretty amazing. So it's been keeping our water safe for decades? I had no idea.
Yeah, and it's still used today in hundreds of cities around the world. For example, cities like Niagara Falls, New York, and even Brussels, Belgium, have been using chlorine dioxide to purify drinking water for decades. And here's why it's so powerful. Unlike regular chlorine, which just kills bacteria, chlorine dioxide is effective against bacteria, viruses, and even tough parasites like Giardia and Cryptosporidium, which chlorine can't always handle. It also doesn't produce harmful byproducts like chloroforms, which are linked to cancer.
Wow, that's impressive. So if it's been safely used in public water systems for nearly 80 years, why isn't it more widely known for its health benefits? You'd think something this effective would be common knowledge by now.
Well, that's where the suppression comes in. The book goes into detail about how the FDA and other agencies have actively worked to discredit chlorine dioxide, especially when it's used for health purposes. They've labeled it as dangerous, even though it's been safely used in water treatment for decades. And here's the kicker. The FDA actually approves chlorine dioxide for use in food processing. It's used to wash fruits, vegetables, and even poultry to kill bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella. So it's safe enough to put on our food, but suddenly it's dangerous when people want to use it for their health? That doesn't make sense.
That's so frustrating. It's like they want to control what we can and can't use for our health. They're fine with it being in our water and on our food, but the second we try to use it to heal ourselves, they cry foul. It's hypocritical.
Right? And it's not just the FDA. The media has played a huge role, and spreading misinformation. There have been so many sensationalized reports calling chlorine dioxide bleach and saying it's toxic, but that's just not accurate when it's used correctly. For example, in 2020, the mainstream media went into overdrive attacking it as, quote, dangerous bleach, even though it's chemically completely different from household bleach. Chlorine dioxide is a selective oxidant, meaning it targets pathogens and toxins without harming healthy tissue when used properly. Household bleach, on the other hand, is sodium hypochlorite, a totally different compound that's highly corrosive and toxic.
Yeah, I've seen those headlines. They make it sound like people are drinking Clorox, which is just ridiculous. It's like they deliberately confuse the two to scare people away. And you know what's really telling? The same media outlets that demonize chlorine dioxide are the ones pushing dangerous pharmaceutical drugs with pages of side effects. It's all about controlling the narrative and protecting the profits of their advertisers.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the science for a second, because this is where things get really interesting. Chlorine dioxide works by oxidizing pathogens. It disrupts the cell walls of bacteria, viruses, and parasites, effectively neutralizing them. But here's the key. When it's used at the right concentrations, it breaks down into simple, harmless byproducts like sodium chloride, table salt, and water. It doesn't accumulate in the body like pharmaceutical drugs do. And studies have shown that it's actually less toxic than many common over-the-counter medications.
That's incredible. So it's not just safe, it's also gentle on the body compared to a lot of the synthetic drugs out there. And you mentioned it doesn't accumulate, which is huge. So many drugs build up in your system and cause long-term damage. But this just does its job and then breaks down into something your body can easily handle.
Exactly. And the book cites multiple studies and real-world examples of its effectiveness. For instance, in the 1990s, chlorine dioxide was used in South America to treat malaria when pharmaceutical antimalarials were either unavailable or too expensive. There are documented cases of it being used to treat infections, parasites, and even some types of cancer. And during the COVID era, many people turned to chlorine dioxide as a safe and effective alternative to the experimental mRNA injections. The book includes testimonies from people who used it to recover from COVID symptoms quickly and without side effects.
That's so empowering. The idea that we can take control of our health without relying on expensive, toxic drugs is revolutionary. And the fact that it's been used successfully for malaria, that's a huge deal. Malaria is a serious, life-threatening disease. And if chlorine dioxide can help with that, imagine what else it can do.
Right. And the best part is, it's affordable and can be made at home. That's a big reason why it's been suppressed, because it threatens the profits of the medical industry. I mean, think about it. If people could treat infections, detoxify their bodies, and even address chronic illnesses for pennies on the dollar, why would they keep paying for expensive prescriptions with dangerous side effects?
It's like the ultimate threat to their business model. And that's why they've worked so hard to discredit it. But you know what? The more they try to suppress it, the more people are waking up and realizing that there are safe, natural alternatives out there. It's like they're shooting themselves in the foot by being so obvious about their agenda.
Absolutely. And the book gives really clear instructions on how to prepare it safely. It's all about using the right concentrations and following proper protocols. For example, chlorine dioxide is typically made by activating sodium chlorite with an acid, like citric acid or hydrochloric acid. The book explains the exact ratios, usually a 1-to-1 ratio of sodium chloride to activator, and how to mix it properly to create a safe, effective solution.
That's so important, because I think a lot of the fear around chlorine dioxide comes from people not knowing how to use it correctly. If you just mix random amounts without understanding the chemistry, of course you could run into problems. But when you follow the proper protocols, it's incredibly safe.
Right. And the book emphasizes starting with low doses and gradually increasing to avoid any detox reactions. This is key because chlorine dioxide doesn't just kill pathogens. It also helps detoxify the body by breaking down toxins, heavy metals, and even some types of biofilm. So if someone has a high toxic load, they might experience some detox symptoms if they start with too high a dose. The book recommends starting with just a few drops in water and slowly working up to a full dose over several days.
That makes so much sense. You don't want to overwhelm your system, especially if you're dealing with chronic illness or heavy metal toxicity. And the fact that it can break down biofilms is huge. Biofilms are a major issue in chronic infections like Lyme disease. where bacteria hide behind these protective layers and become resistant to antibiotics. If chlorine dioxide can disrupt those biofilms, it could be a game changer for people struggling with chronic infections.
Exactly, and the book also talks about how to use it for different purposes, like water purification, surface disinfection, and even internal use for health. There are specific protocols for each application, which is really helpful. For example, for water purification, you might use a higher concentration to kill pathogens, while for internal use, you'd use a much lower dose and dilute it properly.
I love that it's so versatile. You can use it to purify your drinking water, sanitize your home, and even support your health internally. It's like a Swiss Army knife for wellness. And the fact that it's been used safely for so long in municipal water systems just proves how effective and non-toxic it is when used correctly.
And you know what's really inspiring? The book also includes personal testimonies from people who've used chlorine dioxide to improve their health. There are stories of people overcoming chronic Lyme disease, detoxifying their bodies from heavy metals, and even using it in emergency situations like food poisoning or traveler's diarrhea. One story that stood out to me was about a man who had been suffering from severe chronic fatigue and brain fog for years. After using chlorine dioxide as part of a detox protocol, he reported feeling clearer and more energetic than he had in decades.
That's amazing. It's so powerful to hear real-life stories of how this has helped people. And it's not just anecdotal. The book backs it up with scientific studies and historical records. For example, there's a study from the early 2000s showing how chlorine dioxide was used to successfully treat waterborne parasites in rural communities where clean water was scarce. The results were so positive that it became a standard treatment in those areas.
Yeah, and it's not just about treating illness. It's also about prevention. Many people use chlorine dioxide as a regular detox tool to keep their bodies free of toxins and pathogens. It's like giving your immune system a helping hand so it can function at its best. And in a world where we're constantly exposed to pollutants, processed foods, and electromagnetic radiation, having a safe, natural way to detox is invaluable.
I couldn't agree more. It's about taking a proactive approach to health instead of waiting until you're sick to do something about it. And the fact that it's so accessible is a huge plus. You don't need a prescription. You don't need to spend a fortune. You just need the right knowledge and a little bit of preparation.
Exactly. And that's why this book is so important. It's not just a guide. It's a call to action. It's about reclaiming our right to use natural, safe, and effective solutions for our health. The book also dives into the legal and political battles that have been fought over chlorine dioxide, especially in the US and Europe. There have been cases where health freedom advocates have been raided, arrested, or silenced for sharing information about it. It's a stark reminder of how far the powers that be will go to suppress anything that threatens their control.
It's insane. You'd think we lived in a dystopian novel, where the government outlaws effective, natural remedies just to keep people dependent on their corporate overlords. But this is real life. And it's happening right now. The fact that people are being persecuted for sharing information about a safe, natural compound is a clear sign that we're living in a system that prioritizes profit over people's health.
And you know what? There's something else really cool about this. Did you know you can create your own books on any topic completely free and in just a few minutes at BrightLearn AI? So if you want to dive deeper into chlorine dioxide or any other natural health topic, you can generate a comprehensive, well-researched book tailored to your needs.
Really? That's amazing. So if someone wanted to explore a specific aspect of chlorine dioxide, like its use in treating Lyme disease or its history in water treatment, they could create their own book with all the details?
Exactly. BrightLearn.ai makes it super easy to generate in-depth guides on any topic you're interested in. You could create a book focused on chlorine dioxide protocols for detox, or its role in emergency preparedness, or even the political battles surrounding its suppression. The possibilities are endless, and it's all about empowering people with knowledge.
That's so in line with what we're talking about today, giving people the tools and information they need to take control of their health and lives. Because knowledge is power, and the more we know, the harder it is for them to keep us in the dark.
Absolutely. And speaking of knowledge, one of the most fascinating sections of the book is about how chlorine dioxide compares to other natural remedies. For example, it's often compared to colloidal silver or hydrogen peroxide, but chlorine dioxide has some unique advantages. Unlike colloidal silver, which can build up in the body and cause argyria, that blue-gray skin discoloration, chlorine dioxide breaks down into harmless byproducts. And unlike hydrogen peroxide, which can be harsh on tissues, chlorine dioxide is gentler and more selective in what it targets.
That's such a great point. It's not about pitting one natural remedy against another. It's about understanding the strengths and weaknesses of each so you can make informed choices. And chlorine dioxide really stands out because of its safety profile and versatility.
Yeah, and the book also talks about how it's been used in agriculture. Farmers have used chlorine dioxide to sanitize irrigation water and prevent crop diseases. It's even been used in the food industry to extend the shelf life of produce by reducing microbial contamination. So, it's not just for human health. It's a tool for creating a cleaner, safer food supply as well.
That's another layer of how this compound can support a healthier lifestyle. If we're using it to grow cleaner food and purify our water, that's a win-win for everyone. And it ties into the bigger picture of self-sufficiency and taking control of our own well-being, from the food we eat, to the water we drink, to the remedies we use when we're sick.
Exactly. And, you know, looking at all these stories together, it's clear that there's a real movement happening. People are waking up to the fact that we don't have to rely on a broken system for our health. We have the power to heal ourselves, naturally and safely. And chlorine dioxide is just one example of how nature provides us with everything we need to thrive, if we're willing to look beyond the propaganda.
Yeah, and it's not just about chlorine dioxide. It's about a whole shift in how we think about health and wellness. It's about trusting nature, trusting our bodies, and taking responsibility for our own well-being. And the more we learn, the more we realize that the system has been lying to us for decades. They've convinced us that we're helpless without their drugs and their doctors. But the truth is, we've had the power all along.
And that's why books like this are so important. They're not just sharing information. They're giving us the tools to break free from the system and take back our health. And with resources like BrightLearn AI, we can keep learning, keep exploring, and keep empowering ourselves with knowledge that actually works.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. If you're as fascinated by this topic as we are, definitely check out BrightLearn AI. You can create your own in-depth guides, share them, and even contribute to spreading accurate, uncensored information. Knowledge is power, and together, we can take back control of our health and our lives.
And remember, the more we learn, the more we realize that the answers we've been looking for have been right in front of us all along. Nature provides everything we need to heal. We just have to be willing to see it. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai.